I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Here's another misleading article by one of the Daily Cause's most dishonest little twits, David Harris Gershon, entitled Nate Silver: For Black Americans, the United States is as dangerous as war-torn countries like Rwanda and Myanmar. David begins. After the tragic shooting last month, which killed 9 people at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina, Nate Silver asked himself a question. What is the statistical divide between homicide rates amongst white and black Americans? The answer shocked even Silver, who discussed his findings this week with Katie Halper on her radio show. Here is how Halper presented what Silver had to say at Raw Story. And now David quotes Halper. As Silver explained to me on the latest episode of the Katie Halper Show, if you're a white person, your chance of being murdered every year is 2.5 out of every 100,000 people. David, that rate is about the same as the territory of Guam, which ranks 70th in the world out of 219 countries and territories. That rate is good, but not great. And I provided David a link to a list of countries by international homicide rate in the Word document associated with this podcast. Halper continues quoting Silver. If you're a black person, it's 19.4, so almost 8 times higher. David, that rate is about the same as the country of Greenland, which ranks 193rd in the world out of 219 countries and territories. That rate sucks. That brings up an obvious question. Who is responsible for killing most of these black people in America? You're not going to answer that one, are you, David? Silver continues. To put this into context, the murder rate for white Americans is similar to the murder rate for people living in Finland, Chile, or Israel. The murder rate for black Americans, on the other hand, is similar to the rate found in developing countries that are war zones, like Myanmar or Rwanda, Mexico, Brazil, Nigeria, places that have vast disorder. David, those countries Silver just mentioned can't hold a candle to the murder rate in the following 7 countries, which have the worst murder rates in the world. Jamaica, 39 per 100,000. Guatemala, 40. El Salvador, 41. Belize, 45. United States Virgin Islands, 53, Venezuela, 54, and Honduras, 90. They dwarf Silver's figure of 19. But I guess Silver didn't want to mention them because that might detract from the picture he was trying to paint. Huh, David? David, how come you didn't point out what Silver did? Don't you claim to be an investigative journalist? Now Halper continues, to me that stat was so striking that I thought this was a case where even if you kinda zoomed out, that was a data point that helped to inform the discussion. David, if Katie thought that was striking, I would hate to see her reaction to some of those countries that I just listed. Now David continues, indeed, Silver found that the homicide rate amongst black Americans is not just nearly 8 times higher than that for white Americans, but 12 times higher than the rate of people killed in other developed countries. Here is Silver's visual representation of that fact from his findings. And then David presents a graphic display of those findings. David, Silver's visual representation is pretty dishonest, in my opinion. To make his statistic of 19 deaths per 100,000 stick out, he ignores all countries with higher rates. Do you know how many countries he ignored, David? More than 24. If you can't see the dishonesty in that presentation, David, it's because you don't want to. He continues, while Silver notes that statistically, citizens of both races are more likely to be killed by someone of the same race, this fact doesn't negate that the threat black Americans face from homicide is radically different from the one whites face. David, Silver knows that most blacks are murdered by other blacks, so he knew he would have to confront that issue eventually. So when he did, he tried to skate around it in a way that didn't place any responsibility on black murderers. He just states that blacks face a greater threat and then ignores giving any reasons or attempting any explanations, leaving a bigger question in the minds of readers than when he began. But it apparently didn't leave a big question in your mind, did it, David? Why is that? From what I've seen of your essays in the past, David, it's because you use the same deceptive writing style that he does. Both of you try to manipulate your audiences with biased writing. In other words, David, there isn't an honest bone between the two of you. David continues, nor does it negate the everyday threat black Americans face from law enforcement, which, as Silver notes, we're finding evidence of at an increasing rate. David, first, Silver throws out some cherry-picked stats, and then he dodges trying to explain them, preferring instead to plant implications in the reader's minds. And then you come along and quickly change the subject to law enforcement without providing any supporting data in a desperate attempt to hide what Silver did. Why am I not surprised? So where are the stats that compare the number of blacks killed by police officers with the number killed by other blacks? Why did neither you nor Silver produce that data? David wrote, the Black Lives Matter movement draws from the continued historic disregard for and dehumanizing of black people. David, it's obviously true that large numbers of Americans, mainly in the Bible Belt, still continue the historic disregard for and dehumanizing of black people. It's also true that some police officers are the same way. But your stereotyping adds nothing other than emotion and inaccuracy to the debate. David said, as Ta-Nehisi Coates writes in Letter to My Son, adapted from his important book just published, called Between the World and Me, quote, here is what I would like for you to know. In America, it is traditional to destroy the black body. It is heritage, end quote. David, Coates makes the same mistake of stereotyping all Americans as racists. That is an inexcusable mistake for an educated black man such as him. A truthful statement would have been, in America, many evil men have destroyed black lives for centuries and still do to this day. David, have you noticed that there doesn't seem to be much honesty in any of you people? I have. Silver, Coates, and you should spend some quiet time readjusting your moral compasses. Your points would be far more powerful if you stuck to the truth and presented your case in an honest manner rather than trying to manipulate your audiences. He wrote, in order to destroy this tradition, we must destroy the institutional racism which allows for this tradition to continue, a tradition which has created, among other things, one of the highest homicide rates in the developed world. David, as Silver pointed out near the beginning, the highest homicide rates in America belong to blacks, and they are mostly being killed by other blacks, not whites. Obviously, those deaths cannot be considered a result of racism. You and Silver need to subtract those deaths out first, then give us the murder rates of whites killing blacks. And you will also need to produce data for blacks killing whites. Then you can try to make your case that the high homicide rate is the result of racism. Neither you nor he have done that. Why is that, David? Is it because the truth wouldn't give you the story you so desperately want? By Jove, I think I got it that time. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story, gravity, one of the four fundamental forces of nature, appears reassuringly constant across the universe. Astronomers conducted a 21-year study to precisely measure the steady tick, tick, tick of a pulsar. This painstaking research produced the best ever constraint of the gravitational constant measured outside of our solar system. Pulsars are the rapidly spinning super-dense remains of massive stars that detonated as supernovae. They are detected from Earth by the beams of radio waves that emanate from their magnetic poles and sweep across space as the pulsar rotates. Since they are phenomenally dense and massive, yet comparatively small, a mere 20 to 25 kilometers across, some pulsars are able to maintain their rate of spin with a consistency that rivals the best atomic clocks on Earth. This particular pulsar is approximately 3,750 light-years from Earth. It orbits a companion white dwarf and is one of the brightest, most stable pulsars known. Previous studies show that it takes about 68 days for the pulsar to orbit its white dwarf companion, meaning they share an uncommonly wide orbit. This separation is essential for the study of gravity because the effect of gravitational radiation, which is the steady conversion of orbital velocity to gravitational waves, as predicted by Einstein, is incredibly small and would have negligible impact on the orbit of the pulsar. The uncanny consistency of this stellar remnant offers intriguing evidence that the fundamental force of gravity remains rock solid throughout space. The data taken throughout this experiment are consistent with an unchanging gravitational constant in a distant star system. Earlier related research in our own solar system, which was based on precise laser-ranging studies of the Earth-Moon distance, found the same consistency over time. The fact that we see gravity perform the same in our solar system as it does in a distant star system helps to confirm that the gravitational constant truly is universal. And now for the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Alexander Stevens, born 1812, died 1883 at the age of 71. Alexander Stevens was an American politician from Georgia and Vice President of the Confederate States of America during the American Civil War. He also served as a U.S. Representative from Georgia, both before the Civil War and after Reconstruction, and as the 50th Governor of Georgia from 1882 until his death in 1883. Here's the quote from Alexander Stevens. Our new government is founded upon exactly the opposite ideas. Its foundations are laid, its cornerstone rests, upon the great truth that the Negro is not equal to the white man, that slavery, subordination to the superior race, is his natural and normal condition. End quote. This man was truly a piece of shit.
Are you ready, Bruce?